ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਯੂ ਆਰ ਆਲ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਹੇਅਰ ਟੁਡੇ ਇਨ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਦਰਬਾਰ। ਜਿਵੇਂ ਹਰੇਕ ਐਤਵਾਰ ਸ਼ਾਮ 7 ਵਜੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਜੋ ਬੱਚੇ ਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ, so that today's kids can take advantage of this. You have been listening to the katha from Sri Guru Arjan Sahib Ji's life, and now I wish to continue right from there. Today I have been asked in this half hour to speak on Guru Arjan Sahib Ji's life. It is a very big task to talk about the Guru's lives. Half an hour, 1 hour, 1 week, 2 weeks, it can go on for months. But let us try to take a few glimpses from our Guru's lives. And I wish to ask for all of your blessings and my Guru's blessings, so that I may be able to speak accurately about Satguru Ji's life. The fourth Guru, Sri Guru Ram Das Ji, had 3 sons. The oldest was Baba Prithi Chand Ji. Second was Baba Mahadev Ji. And the third one was Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji. And the oldest son, Baba Prithi Chand Ji, he had a very high ego. He thought very highly of himself. He thought that because I am the oldest son, I should become the next guru. But on August 28, in the year 1581, Guru Arjan Sahib Ji was proclaim the fifth Guru. And when this happened, Baba Prithi Chand Ji became very jealous of Guru Arjan Sahib Ji, because he wanted to be the Guru. So what did Baba Prithi Chand Ji do? He went straight to Baba Buddha Ji, and because he thought Baba Buddha Ji is the one Gursikh who can convince Guru Ram Das Ji to change his mind. He went to Baba Buddha Ji and said that, can you please talk to Guru Ram Das Ji and tell Guru Ram Das Ji that he made a mistake and that I should be the Guru. And Baba Buddha Ji looked at Baba Prithi Chand Ji and he tried to explain to him that what? Kare bakhili haath na aave, gahe nimrata banch dava. Baba Buddha Ji told Baba Prithi Chand Ji that you can't become the Guru with your own clever tricks by force. Only that person who's got nimrata, who's got humbleness, only that person can become the Guru. Baba Prithi Chand Ji saw that Baba Buddha Ji is not going to help me. So he went straight to Guru Ram Das Ji. And he started to argue with Guru Ram Das Ji. He told Guru Ram Das Ji that you made a mistake. I'm your oldest son. I should become the fifth Guru, not my younger brother. And he told him what? That you should change your mind and make me the Guru. And if you don't, I'm going to make Guru Arjan Sahib Ji's life a living hell. I'm going to make it hard for him to live. And Guru Ram Das Ji at that moment, he looked at Baba Prithi Chand Ji and he spoke a shabd. And that shabd today, it's still in Guru Granth Sahib Ji, that shabd. Let us listen to what Guru Ram Das Ji said to Baba Prithi Chand Ji. Suhi ਮਹੱਲਾ ਚੌਥਾ। ਤਿੰਨੀ ਅੰਤਰ ਹਰ ਅਰਾਧਿਆ, ਜਿਨ ਕੋ ਤੁਰ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਲਿਖਤ ਲਿਲਾਰਾ, ਤਿਨ ਕੀ ਵਖੀਲੀ ਕੋਈ ਕਿਆ ਕਰੇ, ਜਿਨ ਕਾ ਅੰਗ ਕਰੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਹਰ ਕਰਤਾਰਾ। They're saying only that person who God himself blesses, only that person can get this gift. And you are saying that you're going to make life a living hell for Guru Arjan Sahib Ji. But that person who God is looking after, nobody can even hurt that person. And they're saying, they explain to him that inside of you, you have the pain of ego. Your mind is full of ego, Prithi Chand. You have too much pride, because Gurbani has told us that thinking too highly of yourself is an evil. It says that it is a pain to have ego inside of you. And they explain to him the only way to get rid of that ego is what? Har har tyaye man mere, man tyaye har janam janam ke sab dukh nivaran har rahau. The only way to get rid of that ego is by repeating the name of God over and over and over again. Tur bhagatan ko bakshya har amrit bhagat pandara, murakh hove so unki rees kare tis halat palat mohkara. That you are saying that I made a mistake by making Guru Arjan Sahib Ji the fifth Guru. But they said, no, I didn't make him the fifth Guru. It was written by God that he was going to become the fifth Guru. It was not my choice. And they're saying, murakh hove, that person would be a fool who tries to compete with the Guru. They said, in this world and the next world, you're going to have your face be all black. You're going to face embarrassment. And they continued on in the shabd while they were explaining to Baba Prithi Chandji. Se bhagat se sevaka, jinna har naam pyara, tin ki seva te har paiye, sir nindak kai pave shara. They're saying that only by doing the seva of the Guru can you find anything. But Prithi Chand, if you're going to do the opposite and do nindya of the Guru, you're going to call the Guru bad and try to compete with him, then you're only going to find more and more pains in your life. And then in the final lines of this shabd, what does Guru Ram Das Ji tell Baba Prithi Chand Ji? Jis kar virti soi jaane, jagat Guru Nanak pooch karho bichara, choho peedi aad jugaad bakhili kine na payo, har sevak paye nistara. They're saying choho peedi. Choho means four, peedi means generation. Four generations of the Guru have come, and nobody has found anything through their own clever tricks. Nobody has found anything through force. If anybody has found anything, it has been through love and seva. And Baba Prithi Chand Ji heard this. And then Guru Ram Das Ji tried to explain, Prithi Chand, you should try to be like Baba Mohan Ji. Who's Baba Mohan Ji? Baba Mohan Ji is Guru Amar Das Ji, the third Guru's son. And they're saying, learn a lesson from Baba Mohan Ji. Mohan Mohri hai man leya, tusanu bhi chahiye, tyon hi kiya. They're saying, Baba Mohan Ji was the Guru's son. And just like you, he was not picked to be the next Guru. But unlike you, he did not get mad. He accepted it. He accepted the will of God. They're saying, you should be just like Baba Mohan Ji. And when Baba Prithi Chand Ji heard this, he realized. He realized one thing, that Guru Ram Das Ji is not going to change his mind now. So he shut his mouth and he left, but inside he was still angry. He was still jealous of Guru Arjan Sahib Ji. That was August 28th. 3 days later, on September the 1st, Guru Ram Das Ji, Jyoti Jyot Samagat, they left this world. Guru Ram Das Ji left this world 3 days later. And do you know what Baba Prithi Chand Ji did then? Baba Prithi Chand Ji again showed his jealous side, showed his anger. He started to make false stories. He started to make rumors. He started to lie. He told everybody what? Gurta tilak palo in payo, doi din bitte na bisko khayo. They're saying he wanted to be the guru so badly that he couldn't even wait 2 days. So you know what he did? Doi din bitte na bisko khayo. Bis means poison. He gave poison to Guru Ram Das Ji to kill him. He made a story up. Pooj Vavan ko lalach karke, Mario pita kapat ko tarke. Baba Prithi Chand Ji then started to say that Guru Arjan Sahib Ji, he was greedy, he wanted the donations, so he killed his own father. He started to make these lies so that the Sangat would get mad at Guru Arjan Sahib Ji and the Sangat would start to believe Baba Prithi Chand Ji. But it didn't work. The Sangha knew he was lying. But it got so bad. Because whenever the next guru was going to be crowned, after the first guru left his body, Baba Sri Chand Ji, who was Guru Nanak's son, he would always send a turban for the new guru. And Baba Prithi Chand Ji got mad again. He said, no. He said, I should get the turban because I'm the oldest son. And it got so bad that Baba Sri Chand Ji had to send 2 turbans. Sri Chand Ji doi pag pijwai, ik prithiye nu, ik Guru Arjan nu aai. Marne ki pag prithiye baddi, guriyai pag Arjan laddi. He had to send 2 turbans just to make Baba Prithi Chand Ji happy. That's how jealous Baba Prithi Chand Ji was. See, if somebody does something like that to us, if somebody spreads rumors and tries to say that we killed somebody, or somebody talks bad about us, what do? We do the same back to them. We be mean back to them. Or we just stop talking to them. But that's not what Guru Arjan Sahib Ji did. Because Guru Arjan Sahib Ji was nirvair. He didn't hold a grudge against anybody. You know what Guru Arjan Sahib Ji did? He took Baba Prithi Chand Ji and he gave him a duty in the Guru Ghar. The same way we're all sitting here and a lot of Sangat comes and gives donations in the Golak. And a lot of Sangat comes, brings flour, brings milk, brings dal. The same way back then a lot of donations came. And Guru Arjan Sahib Ji made Baba Prithi Chand Ji in charge of all the donations that would come. That's how great our Guru is, forever forgiving. But Baba Prithi Chand Ji, he was still not happy with this. He was still jealous from the inside. He made another plan. The plan was this. He saw that a lot of Sangat was coming. See, we come to the Gurdwara today, we drive in our cars, it takes maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes to come. We sit 1 or 2 hours and then we go home. But back then, when the Sangat came, it would take them many weeks because they would have to walk. Sometimes many months to come. So when they came, they wouldn't just stay for 1 or 2 days, they would stay for many weeks, many months. And if they were going to stay there for 1 or 2 months, they needed food to eat. So Baba Prithi Chand Ji decided this, that I'm going to stop buying food for the langar. I'm going to stop Because all the donations would come to Baba Prithi Chand ji, he stopped giving the rations for langar. And soon, the langar started to get less and less and less. Langar got so less that it came down to just once a day that langar would be made. And Baba Buddha ji and Bhai Gurdas ji saw what was happening. So what did they do? They sent a message out to all the Sikhs that were coming that don't give your donations to Baba Prithi Chand ji. Why? Gur ki kar na dev hai koi, gurta te kharj hai de. Because he's not giving the donations to the Guru. He's eating them up himself. He's stealing it. They told the Sangat, jo Satgur ke Sikh kahave, Sri Arjan ke nikt pujave. That those who call themselves the Guru's Sikhs, they should make sure that all donations come straight to Guru Arjan Sahib Ji. These were the tricks of Baba Prithi Chand Ji. I just wish to show a few things, just to show how much jealousy Baba Prithi Chand Ji had. When Guru Arjan Sahib Ji had a son, Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji came to this world, Baba Prithi Chand Ji was so jealous that he didn't even come and congratulate his own brother. He didn't even come to congratulate his own brother. He did not even come to see his new nephew. Why? Because he thought that he would become the next guru. He thought that his son, Baba Meherban Ji, should have been the next guru. Because that's what he used to tell his wife all the time, that don't worry, our son's going to become the next guru. Kyon chit man mein kare, sabhi bast hai tor, tehe grah sut pragatyo nahi, sut pragate grah mor. Why are you worried? Guru Arjan Sahib Ji has no son, we have a son. Our son will become the next guru. But now, Guru Arjan Sahib Ji had a son. So Baba Prithi Chand Ji was jealous again. He even tried to kill his own nephew. He got somebody to let a cobra snake loose on Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. The Guru was just a little baby and the snake came. And you know what Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji did? He grabbed that snake, sees the bike, face deo, bo dhirag, so ultyo balkhaye. He grabbed that snake, he squished the snake's face and he threw it away. That was the power of the Guru. He got people, different people to try to poison Guru Arjan Sahib Ji's son, but each time they failed. That was how jealous Baba Prithi Chand Ji was of Guru Arjan Sahib Ji. But it wasn't just Baba Prithi Chand Ji. There are many more people who thought that the Guru was a threat. Because Guru Arjan Sahib Ji, during their life, they accomplished many things. They finished the building of the city of Ramdaspur, the city that we call Amritsar today. Guru Arjan Sahib Ji finished the building of that city. He took the city of Kartarpur that Guru Nanak Sahib has started, and he expanded that city. He built the city of Taran Taran. He built the wells of Santoksar, Ramsar, Bibi Pani Ji's well, and many more. There's too much to say. But the Hindu priests and Muslim priests, they thought this was bad. Why? They thought this was a threat to their religions because Sikhs were starting to pop up everywhere. All over the country, they were starting to become Sikhs. If we read the Tuzuk-e-Jahangiri, which is King Jahangir's own diary, personal diary, if we read his diary of the king, in there he says that I hate this man called Guru Arjan. That's what he said in there. Why? Because he goes, people are starting to follow him And they said the Sikhs are starting to come up every single corner of the country. This is straight from his diary. Then Guru Arjan Sahib Ji, like we were listening to earlier, they decided to build the Harmandir Sahib. Today we call it the Golden Temple, but the name is the Harmandir Sahib. They started to build that. Even though the Hindu priests and the Muslim priests, they thought that the Sikh religion was trying to destroy their religions, but that was not the case. When Guru Arjan Sahib Ji decided to build the Harmandir Sahib, who did he ask to come out and lay the foundation stone? Was it some Gursikh? No. If you read the Panth Prakash, it says in there, Mia Mir Tainur Khai. The Mia Mir came and laid the foundation stone. He's the one they got to start it. After 3 years, the building of the Harmandir Sahib was finished. This is a great feat for the Sikh religion. Because now the Sikhs had a place where they could sit themselves. They could get together a central place and have religious ceremonies. But the Muslim Qazis and the Hindu Pandits, they did not like this. They were not happy with this. They thought this as a threat to their religion. So what did they do? They again went to Baba Prithi Chandji, who was in the village of Haheri, and they told Baba Prithi Chandji that you should build your own temple. And that's exactly what Baba Prithi Chandji did. He built his own temple in that village. And then his son Baba Mihirbanji started to write his own granth in that temple. They took the writings of the first four gurus and they put those in there. But they also wrote their own writings, their own shabds. And they also mixed in stuff from the Gita and other Hindu beliefs were mixed into that granth. And a lot of gursikhs, great gursikhs of that time, like Pai Nathaji, Pai Diliji, Pai Tirath Ji, these great Gursikhs and other Gursikhs came and they told Guru Arjan Sahib Ji what was happening. They told Guru Arjan Sahib Ji that we don't know the difference. Which Bani is the Guru's and which isn't. They're mixing it up. So Guru Arjan Sahib Ji at that moment decided to write the Aad Granth Sahib. It was just an excuse though. Because the Guru already knew that he was going to compile it. It was just an excuse for it to start. Guru Arjan Sahib Ji and Pai Gurdas Ji got together and they wrote the Aad Granth Sahib Ji. The Aad Granth Sahib Ji was written, and again, the Muslim priests and the Hindu priests, they were not happy with this. They were upset by this. Because they saw this as a threat. This was showing that the Sikh religion was growing. So you know what they did? They went straight to the King Akbar and they complained to King Akbar. They said what? That Guru Arjan Sahib Ji has wrote his own granth and in that granth he has written a lot of false stuff. He's called the Islam religion bad, the Muslim religion bad. He's even written bad stuff about Muhammad, the leader of the Muslims. So King Akbar went there personally to check. And because it's a long story, I'm just going to try to sum it up. King Akbar went there. And at that moment, three random hymns were sung from Guru Granth Sahib Ji. And King Akbar said, no, there's nothing wrong with the Guru Granth Sahib Ji. There's nothing false in the Guru Granth Sahib Ji. It is all true. This was just another attempt of the Muslim priests to make the Sikh religion fall. So now we have Baba Prithi Chand Ji, who is jealous of Guru Arjan Sahib Ji. The Hindu priests were jealous of Guru Arjan Sahib Ji. The Muslim priests were jealous of Guru Arjan Sahib Ji. And then there was a minister of King Akbar named Chandu. And Chandu had a daughter and he wanted to get his daughter married. So the Hindu religion before, you know what they did? They used to call the Hindu pandits, the Hindu priests to get together. And the priests used to pick who the daughter should marry. So the priests got together. And they decided that the best match for Chandu's daughter was Guru Arjan Sahib Ji's son, Sri Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. Chandu was not happy to hear this because Chandu did not want to do anything with the Guru. He did not respect Guru Arjan Sahib Ji. He did not respect the Sikh religion. He begged the pandits that no, change your mind, but the pandit said, no, that's who he has to marry. So he sent the pandits to go make the marriage proposal. And at the same time, the Sikhs in that area, they knew that Chandu did not respect Sri Guru Arjan Sahib Ji, so they wrote a letter. And in that letter, they told Guru Arjan Sahib Ji not to accept the marriage proposal. That letter came and the Guru read it and the Guru said he would accept the will of the Gursikhs. If the Gursikhs did not want Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji to marry Chandu's daughter, then he will not marry his daughter. That is exactly what he said. As the pandits came, they made their proposal. Guru Arjan Sahib Ji said no, he refused the marriage proposal right there in front of all the Sangat. And then at the same time, Narayan Das, a Gursikh, stood up and he said, Satguru Ji, I have a binti that I have a daughter whose name is Bibi Damodari Ji. Can you please accept her? Make her get married to Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. Right there, Satguru Ji accepted the proposal and did the engagement ceremony in front of the Hindu priests. The priests went back and they told Chandu what happened. And Chandu was angry because he thought it was embarrassing that he had been embarrassed, humiliated, and he vowed to take revenge. So what did Chandu do? Chandu sent Sulhi Khan. Who was Sulhi Khan? Sulhi Khan was an army general. He sent Sulhi Khan and he told him, take Baba Prithi Chand Ji and go and take Guru Arjan Sahib Ji and kick him out of the Golden Temple. He told him, go there, grab Sri Guru Arjan Sahib Ji and kick him out of the Golden Temple and put Baba Prithi Chand Ji in his place. And that's the mission that Sulhi Khan went with. He went to the village of Ahiheri to visit Baba Prithi Chand Ji. They made a plan and when they were about to leave, Baba Prithi Chand Ji took him to the new brick oven that they had just made. And at that brick oven, Sulhi Khan's horse got startled. And the horse got scared and for some reason that horse started to run and it fell into a hole that had a fire going in it. And both Sulhi Khan and his horse both died right there. Then Chandu, he took Sulbi Khan, who was Sulhi Khan's nephew, and he sent him to attack Guru Arjan Sahib Ji. They left to attack the Guru, but before they could even reach Guru Arjan Sahib Ji, what happened? Sulbi Khan got into an argument with one of his own soldiers named Hussein Ali. And what happened? That soldier took his sword and he chopped off Zulbi Khan's head. He killed Zulbi Khan right there. The reason I'm saying all this, it is a lot of information to say in a half hour slot or even a 1 hour slot. But all these things added up to the martyrdom of Guru Arjan Sahib Ji. When all this happened, all these people, Baba Prithi Chand Ji, the Hindu priest, the Muslim priest, and Chandu, they all had one goal to make Guru Arjan Sahib Ji fall from the Gurgaddi. And then King Akbar passed away and King Akbar's son became the king. Who was King Akbar's son? King Akbar's son's name was Salim. King Akbar's son's name was Salim. Salim became the king. Salim later changed his name to King Jahangir. Jahangir means conqueror of the world. He changed his name to Jahangir, meaning conqueror of the world. And before I finish off, I just wish to explain to everybody just who King Jahangir was. Why King Jahangir was so evil, to show how evil King Jahangir was. King Jahangir had many, many wives. He had lots of wives, not just one wife. He had lots and lots of wives. But if he ever caught even one of his wives cheating on him, he would grab that person and he would have them buried alive up to their shoulders. Everything is buried. The only thing that's showing is the person's face, the person's head. And he would leave them there for 1, 2, 3, 4 days, as many days as it would take, and the person would die from heat from the sun and dehydration. That's how evil King Jahangir was. King Jahangir had a hatred for the Hindu religion. Even though he was a Muslim and he married lots and lots of Hindu girls, he never let a Hindu man marry a Muslim girl. If we read the Tuzuk-e-Jahangiri, Jahangir's diary, inside there, there's one story that comes. That there was one Hindu man who married a Muslim woman, and you know what King Jahangir did? He ordered the soldiers to cut that man's tongue. So they grabbed his tongue and they cut his tongue off. That's how evil King Jahangir was. So many times in his diary story comes when he went to different temples and he destroyed Hindu temples. King Jahangir, even his own son, you know what he did to his own son? King Jahangir's son's name was Khusro. And you know what he did to his son? He arrested his son because his son tried to revolt against him. And his own son, what did he do to him? He ordered that his own son's eyes be closed, a needle be taken, and his eyes be sewn shut permanently. His own son, he ordered that his eyes be sewn shut permanently and he be put in jail, and that's exactly what happened. His own son had two friends, Abdur Rahim and Hasan Beg. And you know what he ordered to happen to them? He ordered the soldiers to go kill an ox. Ox, which is an animal. Kill the ox and peel the ox skin right off. The ox's skin was peeled off, and then they took that skin and they wrapped it around this man whose name was Hasanbeg. They wrapped it around his body and they sewed it shut. And Hasanbeg and Abdurrahim, they did that to both of them, and they took them all around the village and the city to embarrass them. And Hasanbeg died of suffocation, while Abdurrahim survived, and he went through even more torture. That's how cruel, how evil King Jahangir was. And that King Jahangir is the one who did all this, and he is the one who also ordered the arrest of Guru Arjan Sahib Ji and the martyrdom of Guru Arjan Sahib Ji. He is the one who ordered that Guru Arjan Sahib Ji be killed. That's how evil this King Jahangir was. And over this last half hour, I tried to show just some glimpses, some of the things which led up to Guru Arjan Sahib Ji's martyrdom. I may have made many mistakes because there is a lot of history to touch on. But any mistakes I made, I ask for your forgiveness and my Guru's forgiveness for any mistakes I made. In ending, I ask you all to put your hands together and give response to my Fateh Ji, Bolna Ji, Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.